WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. College Station police arrested a Bryan man Monday after they found him unconscious at the intersection of Cypress and Southwest Parkway with his one-year-old daughter nearby. The girl was reported missing around 6 Monday evening. During the search, two reports of someone passed out in the grass with a small child led police to 35-year-old Reuben Henderson. Police say he was intoxicated and unable to care for his daughter and charged him with endangering a child. Henderson has 27 arrests in Brazos County dating back to 1997. Contributions to United Way of the Brazos Valley's two annual campaigns are ahead of last year. President Allison Prince says the amount of pledges to the community campaign have nearly reached the halfway mark towards the $700,000 goal.
So far this year, we've received pledges of just under $350,000 on our community campaign. And to give you some comparison to last year at the same period of time, we had only received just right around $157,000 of pledges at that time.
The state employees' charitable campaign is 7% above last year and is nearing the $600,000 goal. Tonight's regular meeting of the Blinn College Trustees moves to Bryan, while across town, the College Station School Board gets together.
The CSISD board considers classes for the next school year. The list includes Mandarin Chinese, which was requested by students and parents. They're giving academic credit for dance team officers and a new class to create video games. The board, during its workshop, could also give administrators direction whether to proceed with its next bond issue next year or the year after. Business for the Blinn trustees includes renovating space on the Villa Maria campus, opened up by moving financial aid and other offices to the Tejas Center. Discussion and possible action could be taken on naming an interim district president covering all Blinn campuses following next month's retirement of Harold Nolte. Tonight's Blinn meeting starts at 6:30 in the Student Center banquet room. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Parents of Bryan School District students will have the same calendar format next year. The school board unanimously adopted what teachers favored by a wide margin. Kelly Levy made the motion to continue the option, also recommended by a school district committee.
Well, I think once it goes to the DEIC, that's a good representation of our community. And I think it would be a slap in their faces if we overturned what they recommended.
Like this year, Thanksgiving break will be all week, and students come back from Christmas on a Tuesday instead of a Monday. Parents wanted shorter breaks in order to finish the school year in May. Trey Moore, a board representative on the calendar committee, raised two issues.
That if we finished right there, then you would be looking at graduation on Memorial Day weekends, which could be challenging for a lot of families. That's not a good weekend to do stuff. But the other thing was that if there's a single bad weather day, it throws calendar B just became calendar A without Thanksgiving.
The option supported by parents also mirrored holiday schedules at Texas A&M. The implosion of the west side of Kyle Field has been scheduled to take place Sunday morning at 8. The historic first deck has been removed, something brought up during a recent conversation with A&M Athletics Director Eric Hyman on the Studio 12 show heard on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone.
Blows me away that that first deck on the west side is no longer there. You can see right through it from Welburn Road.
Wait until December 21st
and then on December 21st.
Away part of it.
I can see it from my office. I've watched, you know, I can see.
You got a front row seat.
I got the catbird seat, really.
If you can't make it to the public viewing areas around the Reed Arena lawn and parking lots, you can watch it online at 12thman.com, 12thman.com. A man who was shot outside a Bryan convenience store last week is out of the hospital, and his truck has been found. Now police have obtained arrest warrants for two people. Online at WTAW.com are mugshots of 29-year-old Sonia Martinez and 28-year-old Bill Jeffrey Garcia of Bryan. What led investigators to the couple has not been released. They're accused of the shooting and vehicle theft outside the iStop C store on College Main. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 48 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news coming up after 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
About 10 till, News Talk 6, 10 after, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 30 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here's some numbers for you.
Cooler temperatures in the forecast over the next 48 hours. High pressure results in sunshine. We're going to be up around 60 this afternoon. We will notice cloudiness moving in overnight. Lows will drop down to about 40 to 45. It'll be cloudy tomorrow. There could be the chance of a shower or two during the day. High of only 55. Maybe a shower tomorrow night. Otherwise cloudy with lows around 50. Clouds Thursday. Maybe a stray shower. High somewhere between 60 and 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, you know, we have a new Surgeon General, you know, which is interesting. We talked about her earlier this morning. She has she considers guns to be a health issue.
A pistol grip pandemic.
Yeah, exactly. I'm thinking.
I like
again.
Pistol grip pandemic.
Yeah. If you'll just take some wipes with you, or that Clorox, whatever that's called, Purex stuff, so that you can clean your hands after the gun's handed to you, because obviously there's germage. Or wait, no, they could be used for another reason. Three backwoods bandits dumb enough to rob a family of heavily armed Alabama residents.
Oh, I saw this.
They caught them while they were being interviewed about the burglary. Here's what happened. Victims of the home break-in caught the alleged intruders Sunday afternoon and held them at gunpoint until the cops arrived. What happened is they're being interviewed about their break-in when the alleged burglars drove by their house as they fled from another break-in that they had done. Victims recognized them because they had a home surveillance system. So these people are double mozons. First of all, didn't look for a home surveillance system, and they're in rural Alabama. What are the chances they might be some gunnery involved?
One of the gunneries is pink.
Is that right?
Mom has them in full drawdown. There are pictures and everything.
Well, still, it works. All right, so here you go. The most money paid for a pet. The most money paid for a pet. $585,000. So, of course, since Lee is here this morning from the Humane Society, we'll let her see if she has a guess as to, well, Patrick, you can guess, and then Kevin, you can guess, and then Leah, you can guess, and I'll tell you the answer. What kind of pet sold for $585,000?
I'm going to go with a Bengal tiger.
Oh, very interesting. Something exotic. Yes, Kevin?
I'm going to go with your run-of-the-mill Shar Pei or some kind of dog.
Oh, some kind of fancy dog.
Yeah.
Like that, huh? Okay, all right.
Yeah, I'm leaning to exotic.
Okay.
Maybe a macaw or something.
Epaulette?
Yeah. A Tibetan Mastiff.
Okay.
A Tibetan Mastiff.
Wow.
So I guess that's different than the Great Mastiff, or do we know?
They're huge.
Are they? Really big.
Huge.
Paid by the pound. $585,000.
So, for a sheet of paper.
Yeah. Did it come with its own Sherpa? Oh, never mind. Yeah, forget it. All right, so what's going on at the Humane Society?
Well, we're in the middle of our 12 strays of Christmas, and, you know, we've done pretty well. We've actually had quite a few of the dogs that weren't on the 12 strays adopted, which is great. It's been slow in the cat world, though. We have cats and kittens. This is usually not the time of year we have kittens. We have kittens coming back from foster care. We would love to bring more kittens back from foster care. However, there's no space in the building to bring them back at this point.
Guys, I'm just saying, before we went on the air, okay, she's hawking cats to me and Brittany. Yeah. I mean, she wasn't. She knows I wouldn't get a cat on a bed. But I've got two.
I was going to say, you ain't going over to cat.
I've got two fosters of my own.
Yeah, see, she's laying it out there. Now, if you got the kitten Jones, and now's the time, right?
Okay. Exactly. Everything from about 9 weeks old all the way up to adult cats, of course. Every shade of cat under the sun. So if you're interested in a cat, and then six of them are $12. So we have six dogs and six cats that are part of the 12 strays, and they're the animals that have been with us the longest. And as they get adopted, we add the next longest cat or next longest dog that's been with us to try to get those critters homes for the holiday, since some of them have been with us well since like September and so forth. Our dogs have done well, and it's the cats that really need some help right now.
We did the 12 strays of Christmas last year.
Yes, we do it every year.
Mm-hmm.
It works.
And so that's what we're up to right now. And it's a great opportunity for you to come by and adopt. Or if you want to help somebody out with an adoption, you can do a gift certificate. Or even for a microchip. Maybe their pet doesn't have a microchip.
Oh, that's a good a good call.
So we have microchips, or excuse me, gift certificates available. And if you make a donation in someone's honor and you want to, we always notify everybody by mail. But sometimes it's, you know, you're at a gift exchange or something. You want to actually give them something. We do have certificates that you can hand them that, you know, states how much, you know, that someone so has made a donation to Aggie Land Humane Society in your honor, so that they have that little little bit for that gift exchange or whatnot. So that's some of the options right now for the holidays. And remember, it's cold. It's cold. It's supposed to stay cold.
It is.
Keep your pets warm. You know, might need to adjust their food intake and whatnot to compensate.
How much more?
It depends on each animal, and if your dog is going to be staying outside more or inside more and so forth. So you just kind of watch your animal. Is it losing weight? Is it, you know, or your best option, you know, bring it in someplace where it's warm.
That's
the,
that's their
easiest option right there. Just get it.
Transition them into a garage if they're an outside dog or whatever.
You know, make sure if it is an outside dog, you have a dog house in an area that is out of the wind. Maybe it is alongside the garage instead of in front of it or whatever it is, so that it's out of the wind. Just that little bit's going to help.
Yep, that's for sure. All right, now if you want some more information,
you can go to our Facebook page. We update the 12 strays every day on our Facebook page, and then on our website as well, aggielandhumane.org, or you can visit us at 5359 Leonard Road. We're open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturdays 11 to 3.
Okay, and let's tell them about Christmas then.
We will be closed Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Okay, but you'll be back open on the 26th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there you go. All right. That's the folks from the Humane Society. Visit with them on Tuesdays, and Brittany's here this morning from the Chamber. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. What do you got for us?
We're kind of slow this rest of this
month,
but we do have some ribbon cuttings this week. We have a deluxe ribbon cutting Wednesday, December 17th, 4:30 to 5:30 at Springleaf Financial. And that's at 725 East Villa Maria, Suite 2100. And then we've got A-plus Massage. That sounds like a good one.
Okay, yeah.
Samples.
And that's going to be December 18th from 4:30 to 5. And that's at 2501 South Texas Avenue. Then we have, I guess to save the date would be our business after hours is going to be Thursday, January 15th at Phillips Event Center. 5:30 to 7 is always a good event. And then we have coming up at the end of January, January 28th, is the Economic Outlook Conference. And that's sponsored by Wells Fargo and NerdWallet. That's going to be at the Hilton in College Station. And you can always go to our website, bcschamber.org, get more information, RSVP to any of those events, all that. And our Platinum Member Spotlight is Texas Mutual Insurance this week. So.
All right, very
That's
good.
About it.
Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Yep, visit with folks in the Chamber on Tuesdays as well. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
818, News Talk 1620, WTAW. I kind of like Mark Cuban. I mean, he's pretty much in-your-face kind of thing. And he, in fact, now in this whole Sony Pictures hack thing, has kind of had something made public. Last week, an email exchange between the president of Sony Pictures Television, that's Steve Mosco, and Mark Cuban, was revealed. The discussion involved the billionaire investor's contract negotiations for his role on their hit TV show called Shark Tank.
Mm-hmm.
It's distributed by Sony Pictures Television. Cuban wasn't pleased with Sony's offer, $30,000 per episode for season 5, then $31,000 for season 6, $32,500 for season 7, and he responded via email, quote, "Seriously? No chance. This is beyond an insult, and it shows no one cares about the investments I have made or the entrepreneurs. Now, it's really business. I will negotiate like any other deal I would do. You may want to start cutting me out of the promos," end quote. So when asked about it, Cuban, they wanted him to make a comment about his salary negotiations. He said, quote, "I look at it as a positive that I had direct access to Steve Mosco, the president. Now we communicate via Cyberdust." You know about Cyberdust?
No.
This is his new free texting app, described as WhatsApp's next Snapchat. It allows users to send messages and photos that disappear after 30 seconds. So he gets a chance to plug his new product.
Jeez.
Because people ask him about something.
And so, that's why he's on Shark Tank.
That's exactly right. That is exactly
he knows
why.
An opportunity.
He is. He and doesn't miss them very often.
Well, and I made the point yesterday, for all the people who previously had been saying, if you don't have anything to hide during all the NSA and then state police investigate, it doesn't have to be illegal for it to be embarrassing
sure.
or completely ruin someone's career.
Exactly right. I think as an email that I recall seeing recently, you end up making snarky comments even about people who you respect most of
well,
the time.
Well, sure.
And when you end up doing that, boy, it's really hard to back down from. You can't step away.
So
you're
been there and
are
done
you gonna
that.
Be are sure. you going to be thrown in jail? No. Can you be embarrassed? Maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
I've had somebody do that to me.
Sure. And so it's just, it is. And this is a tremendous lesson to learn. I mean, I don't know where this ends for Sony. I do not know. I mean,
they're scrapping every computer.
Yes. Well, and they have quit paying their bills. They have to. They have to come up with a new system.
Don't have a choice. Yes.
They have to come up with a new system.
Yeah, they're pretty sunk.
Huge.
Now, I do believe, obviously, there's some place where they do have some shadow network where they're able to communicate electronically. But that's known to a very few number of people, I have to believe. And I have to believe that they have kept it. Really
yeah, it's shadow now for a reason.
Exactly. They brought in experts and said, okay, set up a shadow network for us because we have to be able to communicate with people far away and that kind of thing. And so that's in place. But, yeah, there are a lot of companies, obviously, much, much smaller. And, again, this is, what, one of three record companies that still exists? Is that right?
I believe that is.
There aren't very many record companies anymore. They're one of them. And again, what we're hearing is just so many snarky Jennifer Lawrence and Amy Adams. May have earned Oscar nominations for their roles in American Hustle, but their paychecks on the film still came up short. Again, one more thing that they were able to find, that they made less than their male co-stars. Again, not illegal, not unethical, but Sony has to go, all right, yeah, you got us. And now, of course, the Obama jokes were kind of funny. All right, it's 8:22. David Gardner's introduces a new line of watches. It's called Tudor, and it is a division of Rolex. These watches have been around since the 1940s, but now David is selling them here, and it's one of only 150 stores in America that, in fact, carry the Tudor brand. Rolex technicians build these in Switzerland just like they do the other watches. The same technique, it's the same care, the same Rolex guarantees behind every watch. It's the same standard and dependability. The difference is the price, because you get a Tudor watch for 25 to 40% less than a Rolex. Many of these watches come with different style bands, too, which can be changed. If you need a formal look, they can do that. If you want something casual or sporty, you can do that as well. Check out the great selection of Tudor watches at David Gardner's 911 University Drive. And, of course, that's just one of many, many signature things that David Gardner has for you. And chances are pretty good you can find something right there in the jewelry case that'll make Christmas morning something special. David Gardner's 911 University Drive.
Weaker than expected housing market data. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Builders got to work on fewer new houses and apartments last month. The Commerce Department reports housing starts declined 1.6% in November, but the negative number was tempered by a big upward revision to the number of residential groundbreakings for October. Building permits were down last month, suggesting we may see weak housing data in the months ahead. Cash registers were busier at big retailers last week. The Council of Shopping Centers reports chain store sales were up 3% from the prior week. The council's chief economist says many shoppers report being behind on their shopping this year. Amazon.com is stretching the time limit for guaranteed Christmas delivery. Customers can place free shipping orders up until 1 minute before midnight this Friday, and Amazon says the merchandise will arrive in time for Christmas. The deadline for members of Amazon.Prime is next Monday. Stock market futures are lower now. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Ready to create your own income with your own home-based business where there's no such thing as getting laid off? If a billionaire entrepreneur spent 5 years and $20 million searching for the next big trend, wouldn't you want to know what he found? If you're serious about making money from home without having to leave home, then write this down. www.gohernext.com. You decide your income. Get the facts now. Gohernext.com.
A Seattle man went to bed with nearly $300,000 in the bank. By morning, it was gone because of some identity thief. Imagine if a thief stole your life savings. No one can stop all identity theft. So here's what you do. Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus. LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. So if some thief goes after your life savings, LifeLock's on it before the damage is done. Visit LifeLock.com and use promo code WSJ for 10% off. LifeLock.com. Network does not cover all transactions.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work, like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's AggieKubotaDealers.com.
The Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook. Find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Texas A&M basketball team has off now until this coming Saturday when they will travel to Kansas City and the Sprint Center for a game against Kansas State. That game will start at 6. Our broadcast on the Texas A&M Sports Network coming up on Saturday will be at 5:30, and again, 6 o'clock will be tip time. And that will be it. The team will be off then for the Christmas holidays and won't be back on the court until December the 30th when they entertain Mercer. Aspect of this team this year, Alex Caruso leads the way, but also Alex Robinson, the freshman.
When you got guys like Alex Caruso who pass up a shot and get a layup for somebody else.
Texas A&M head basketball coach Billy Kennedy on the assist provided by Alex Caruso and Alex Robinson. Again, the Aggies in Kansas City coming up on Saturday. We'll talk. Both are contributing in the area of assist. And Coach Kennedy with a comment on how unselfish this team is. Coach Billy Kennedy.
We've got an unselfish team. This is the, like I said, the best chemistry we've had, the best character we've got.
More about that later against Kansas State. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation, 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Do you often feel anxious, experience sleepless nights, or wake with your mind racing? Are you overwhelmed by school or work? There is someone here locally that can help. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health offers free assessments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and accepts most insurance plans. If you are struggling with anxiety, call 979-703-8848 or visit rockprairiebh.com. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health, helping families put their lives back together, one piece at a time.
Business owners, Suddenlink has some solutions for you. New customers can get workplace 8-meg internet and an unlimited business-class phone for under $100 a month. Plus, business-class phone lines are available for only $29.95 each. Call Chad Cowan, 595-2413. He can provide you with a business solution that will be just right for your business and at the right price. Also, if you want to, you can visit suddenlinkbusiness.com and get more information. Now, while we've got an 8-meg deal right here, Suddenlink does offer for their businesses the fastest internet speeds in the area with download speeds up to 50 megs. You can get all the bandwidth that you need to be able to power today's internet-based apps. Connect to the cloud. You can upload and download really big files in seconds, not minutes anymore. And it's cost-effective, too, because you can scale it as your business evolves. You can grow, again, the phone lines if you need to. And, of course, there's professional local support to back you up. So, again, the number to call for Chad Cowan to get that business-class phone for $29.95 to add lines, and then the 8-meg internet and unlimited business-class phone at $100 a month, really a little bit less than that. So Chad Cowan, 595-2413, Suddenlink Business Solutions.
Tallying tons of ocean plastic, I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. From the single-use packages and utensils we throw away to fishing nets lost at sea, humans put huge amounts of plastic into the oceans. How much? Well, marine scientist Marcus Erickson and his colleagues report in the journal PLOS One that just the plastic floating on the ocean surface comes to nearly 270,000 metric tons, most of it in the form of tiny microplastic particles that filter-feeding marine animals consume.
Plastic is a great sponge for some of our hydrocarbons, like industrial chemicals, PCBs, pesticides, DDT. It's almost like microplastics are a delivery system for toxins to enter marine food webs.
Erickson says that solving the problem will require managing plastics from manufacture to the end of their lives to ensure they don't add to the islands of plastic already in our waters. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Hey, Brazos Valley. It's Pete Laird with Harvey Washmangers. Well, the holidays are here, and it seems like it's just one party after another. You know the drill. Cookies, cakes, and snacks that you've never even heard of. I don't know about you, but I get to the point where I want a great burger and some homemade fries. That's the time you need to escape to Harvey Washmangers and enjoy one of our gourmet burgers. Once you take that first bite, that soft, warm sourdough bun, that melted cheddar cheese over that perfect burger patty, life seems almost normal again. Take one of those fresh-cut Idaho fries. Dip it in the ketchup. Now we're talking. Maybe take a sip of an ice-cold Texas craft beer. My goodness, all those cocktail wieners are beginning to be just a distant memory. Now instead of walking around the mall looking for ideas, share your love of Harvey's with a Harvey's gift card. They can use it for any of our laundry services, our full-service dry cleaning, or enjoy a great made-from-scratch meal. The things they can enjoy with it are truly unique, just like Harvey Washmangers. Harvey's for the holidays. Now that's a great idea.
Today, if you still need the hottest toys for Christmas, they're available online for a price. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up.
Just in time for the holidays, the limited edition Commando Tab tablet. Designed and created by Kim Commando. The Commando Tab is powered by the quad-core ARM Cortex-A7 1.3 GHz processor and 16 GB of storage for blazing speed. All your videos, photos, and apps are displayed on Commando Tab's large and vibrant, bright, high-resolution 10.1-inch touchscreen. And since the Commando Tab runs on the Android operating system, there are millions of apps to make your Commando Tab the best computer you've ever owned. Email, web browsing, shopping, photos, videos, Google Maps, stocks, news, weather, and more. It's all there. The Commando Tab is only $199. The Commando Tab is a limited edition, so order today. When they're gone, they're gone. The Commando Tab at shop.commando.com. Keyword tablet. That's shop.commando.com. Keyword tablet.
Look on just about any child's Christmas list, and you'll see toys from Disney's Frozen, My Little Pony, Fur Real Friends, Max Tow Truck, and Nerf. These most wanted toys can be hard to find, but budding entrepreneurs are willing to help you out. It's called retail arbitrage. People buy products from brick-and-mortar stores and sell them online for a steep profit. For example, take the Frozen Castle and Ice Palace playset. It retails for $110. On Amazon, you can pay close to $300 for it. How? Amazon has over 2 million independent sellers. These are mostly small-timers who often make big profits selling hard-to-find goods. When I last checked, 24 sellers offered the Frozen playset. If you do buy, check the seller's ratings. And this might also be an opportunity for you to make some extra money. Just be sure to buy and sell the right hard-to-find must-have gift. Keep up to date on everything digital at Komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan School Board chose the opinion of teachers over parents in deciding next year's calendar. A unanimous vote will continue this year's format, giving a full week for Thanksgiving, but extending the school year into the first week of June. Board President David Stasny says there was a rather large disparity with parents who wanted a shorter Thanksgiving break in order to finish the school year in May.
I've expressed this concern years past when I was served on a calendar committee that one of the things that the staff clearly wanted was the whole week of Thanksgiving, and then when you talk to parents, it was like, I gotta work, and I gotta, so you're asking me to get daycare, and so I don't know, and of course then going into that obviously means you gotta continue your daycare contract to the longer end of the summer, too.
Calendar option favored by parents also mimicked holiday schedules at Texas A&M. Tonight's schedule of public meetings includes the College Station School Board and the Blinn College Trustees.
During the workshop portion of the CSISD board meeting, direction could be given whether to hold the district's next bond election next year or in 2016. Board's contemplating the timing of building the district's 10th elementary, 3rd intermediate, and 3rd middle school. In other business, it's been a year since the board was first asked to add Chinese to its list of foreign language classes. Board's been asked to offer 2 semesters for high school students starting next year, along with a high school video game design class, and to give academic credit for officers on high school dance teams. The Blinn College Trustees hold their annual regular meeting in Bryan tonight, starting at 6:30 in the Student Center Banquet Room. Business includes seeking proposals to renovate space on the Villa Maria campus created by the future move of some offices to the Tejas Center. And an executive session and possible action could follow on naming an interim district president to serve all Blinn campuses when Harold Nolte retires next month. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A big start to this fall's United Way of the Brazos Valley annual campaigns, credited with higher contributions compared to last year.
Our wonderful gift from BB&T of $100,000, so that really helped set us in the right direction. And I think it also helped set the tone for the community that, you know, we really can come together and make a huge impact.
President Allison Prince says the momentum has carried over to both the community and state employees' charitable campaigns.
In SECC, we are about 7% higher than we were at this point last year, a little bit low of our goal still. That will wrap up here in the next few weeks.
Prince says the community campaign, which at this time last year was $157,000, has pledges of almost $350,000 towards this year's goal of $700,000. The community campaign will continue through next April, which accommodates several companies who do their drives at the first of the year. What was left of the original west side of Kyle Field is gone. The time for the rest to be imploded has been set for Sunday morning at 8. The media and invited guests will be on the roof of the West Campus Garage. The location was recently discussed with A&M Athletics Director Eric Hyman on the Studio 12 show Heard on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone.
I mean, we could talk about going on top of the parking garage and wanting to watch it, but they're going to have all that smoke and dust and everything else. Of course, I probably will be there when it is imploded. What I wanted to do is to push the bell and then have it all lined up and charge admission and think everybody's going to come in all at one time, push it, and they might be the one that's setting off the dynamite.
It's one lucky button.
One lucky, yeah. And then they all can say, well, I did it, but nobody will ever know that. But anyway, just having a little fun.
Public viewing will be around the Reed Arena lawn and parking lots. You can also watch the implosion online at 12thman.com. Several streets, including Welburn Road, will be closed starting Sunday morning at 5. Bryan Police has released the identities of 2 suspects from an armed robbery last week. Arrest warrants have been issued for 28-year-old Bill Jeffrey Garcia and 29-year-old Sonia Martinez of Bryan. Their mugshots are online at WTAW.com. They're accused of shooting a man outside the iStop convenience store on College Main and taking his truck. The victim was treated at a local hospital for non-life-threatening injuries and released. The truck was recovered. Investigators are not releasing any details of why Garcia and Martinez are suspects, but they are considered armed and dangerous, and anyone who sees them is encouraged to call law enforcement or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. Atheist groups are upset that, for the first time, a nativity has been set up inside the Capitol Rotunda in Austin. They say a state-owned building is not the place for a religious display. Governor-elect Greg Abbott says there is precedent to keep it up.
The Supreme Court said it was perfectly constitutional to display the Ten Commandments monument on the Texas Capitol grounds.
And for that reason, he says it's perfectly constitutional to have the baby Jesus there, too. WTAW News Time approaching 8:39 is 48 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. More news today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Bank and Trust is ready to serve your every banking need. We're the largest locally owned community bank in Bryan College Station, and we're invested in our community. That's why loan approvals and other key decisions are made locally by people who live in our community, have face-to-face relationships with our customers, and understand your local needs. From small business loans to construction loans and everything in between, our team can guide you through the process every step of the way. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
Bring Messina-Hoff home for the holidays. Come visit us at the winery, and we can help you select your holiday wine and gifts. This year, make it Messina-Hoff.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure is in control of our weather this morning. It results in lots of sunshine. Temperatures today reaching 60. Start to see clouds increasing overnight, lows 40 to 45. It'll become cloudy, cool tomorrow, 55, with the chance for a shower. Could see a shower tomorrow night. Lows will be near 50. Clouds linger across the area on Thursday. There may be a stray shower. Thursday, we're a little milder, with highs between 60 and 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So, you know, seldom do we do an extinction alert. It's not what we do.
Not exactly riveting radio.
No, it's not, because, you know, the claw-footed bird hopper or whatever. Yeah. But the white-throated snapping turtle appears to be in really serious trouble. Its days are numbered, according to the Australian government, which recently declared them critically endangered. If that is not attention-grabbing enough, consider this is the animal that... What?
I just looked it up.
Yeah. This is the animal that the biologists talk about like this. These turtles can breathe through their rear end, which is super awesome. Super awesome. That's James Cook University researcher Jason Schaefer, who spent 8 years studying the turtle in a habitat where dams, agriculture, and predators are really making it increasingly difficult for them to survive. One of Australia's largest freshwater turtle species, they can live to be 100. The white-throated snapping turtles do indeed possess the unusual skill, cloacal respiration, by which they extract oxygen from the water via their...
Tuchus.
Back area. Just saying.
Anyone else smell that?
That one's worth, huh? Yeah, really. That one's worth saving, okay? I don't know what we do, but that one is worth saving. Just think that's pretty cool. Sons of Anarchy concluded its 7-year run on Monday, December 9th, with 9.2 million viewers, which is an all-time high for the series.
That one's in my DVR. I haven't seen it yet, so don't say nothing.
Again, at that point, you go, maybe we want to keep, going.
No, because for the last 2 years, they've been killing people.
Yeah, and the thing
they've been rattling people off of that show in a hurry.
Well, and as we talk about, extending the brand is important, but you can't really do Sons of Anarchy action figures. You know what I'm saying? You can't do Sons of Anarchy plush dolls. You know, it just... They're...
No, but they've got patches, and you can go to most of the Halloween stores.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that part I got, but you can't do any soft and fuzzies because it ain't a soft and fuzzy. You know, it's just it's the Sons of Anarchy. If you're a fan of Brian Williams on the NBC Nightly News, you've got reason to be happy. Yeah, you know, he's pretty, you know. Well, I like him because he comes on the talk shows and makes fun of himself.
Yes.
Which is really neat. He plays along. He was on 30 Rock a few times. I mean, he gets that part.
He's frequently on with, never mind, now I can't think who it is. Kimmel.
One of the people who has a late night show. Yeah. Jimmy Fallon?
Fallon.
Yeah. And again, I don't see Dan Rather doing that. And Uncle Walter was really too liberal for me. But anyway, LA Times says the deal could be for as long as 5 years. Brian gets about $10 million a year. He's been doing this thing for 10 years. He's certainly better than Brokaw. Brokaw takes himself way too seriously, too. So just saying.
That's right. But Brian Williams and Fallon, he had that song.
Sure.
They're good. They're good together.
Polish guy managed to solve Rubik's Cube in 21 seconds.
That's pretty fast.
With his...
blindfolded.
Wow.
So... what are you doing? What are you doing?
Well, anyway. did you hear the one? I think it was in the Wall Street Journal this morning.
Uh huh.
Some guy managed to memorize. It's like the world.
This is him. This is him.
Same guy?
Yes.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Man, he memorized 26 decks of cards.
Yep. 21.17 seconds at a speed cube competition in Poland. He solved it by memorizing the location of the color squares before placing the blindfold over his eyes. Then he worked from memory and touch. Says he's a Rubik's Cube veteran. Uh-huh. He's competed in 33 official competitions.
That's just not fair.
What's his paying job?
That's just
I want to know. Yeah, what is his paying job? Because he's using up a lot of brain strength right there. I'm just, you know, he got ours. He got our smarts.
The hipping to the hip, hip hop. You don't stop the rocket to the bank, bank.
The Sugar Hill Gang.
Done by Brian Williams.
Yeah, by Brian Williams. Yeah, there he is. That's, I love that. Yeah, it is good. Whether popular, corporate, or entitled, culture. The word was named Word of the Year by Merriam-Webster on Monday as a flexible catch-all that can easily identify a subject, an idea, or an issue.
Used as a pejorative.
Yeah, that too, yes. You know. Merriam-Webster defines culture as the beliefs, customs, and arts of a society, group, or place in time. The word, boosted by media coverage of the celebrity culture or a company culture, whatever, or anything else that you want to put in there to use the word culture rather than group, dominated media and public conversations, chosen from a large amount of online lookups, and also the significant increase in lookups from last year, according to Merriam-Webster. Ooh, wait. News alert. Here we go. Everybody dies, in case you didn't know that. But a new study says feeling sprightly might suggest a person has more left than in their life full tank than do other people.
Okay.
Their age, yeah.
All right.
Older people in the UK who felt at least 3 years younger than their chronological age were less likely to die over the next 8 years as those who felt equal to or older than their actual age.
Goodness.
Wow. I don't think I interact with anybody who feels their age. I mean, again.
Well, look where you work, too, though.
Well, that's
also
true.
Yeah, we're a bunch of kids up here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I understand, but still. I find it interesting. Let's just find it interesting, okay? Sad news for baseball card collectors in a minute.
Wally, wake up.
What?
What's that sound?
What sound?
It's like techno. Gotta.
Oh, get a job.
Yeah.
How can you hear that? It's my fear going on in my head.
Honey, grab your laptop. Log on to AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Who?
They have hundreds of local jobs.
Is it getting louder?
It's free and you can upload your resume in minutes.
I can't believe you can hear the inside of my brain.
I can't believe your fear is techno. Weird. I thought it would be more like metal.
I like metal, fear, techno, you know.
Stop the fear. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Are you an active senior? Is staying healthy important to you? Do you want to know everything happening around town involving seniors? Then Brazos Wellness is the publication for you. It's filled exclusively with local articles and everything you need to know about your health in the Brazos Valley. Be sure to pick up your free copy today at Rudy's Barbecue, Wolf Creek Car Wash, Shipley's, and many other places around town. Or read it online at BrazosWellness.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 12 minutes still. Okay, so the Olympics, going to be held in Rio de Janeiro down there, you know.
Well, because they did such a good job with soccer.
That's it. Guanabara Bay is where the sailing events will take place during the 2016 Summer Games. Even though it is teeming with a new super bacteria that is resistant to antibiotics.
Awesome.
The officials at the Oswaldo Cruz Foundation discovered the microbes in water samples taken at three spots along the Rio Correa. The river's reportedly 50% sewage and runs right into the Guanabara. Sailors who ran tests in recent years called the water filthy. Reuters, for their part, reports the super cooties. I like that.
I do too.
Can cause urinary, gastrointestinal, and pulmonary infections. Usually found in hospital waste. Blah. Local Olympic organizers are hoping to reduce the population by the time the games come to town.
With $2.7 billion worth of Brita filters?
How are you going to do that? Really? Yeah, really, a Brita filter here, a Brita filter there.
We're just dragging them behind boats.
How are you going to feel about that? You know, hey, you made the Olympic team. bad news is you're going to go to Guanabara Bay. Yeah. All right.
There's a lot of spray and splash in
boat
racing.
Yeah, you bet. Absolutely. Well, you know, they've got that stuff that's in the Texas lakes that if you're water skiing, it can get up into your nose and it can kill you.
It's like aerosolized, and that's no bueno.
Okay, get this. Oh, her name is Laura Pinto. Have you heard about her? University of Ontario Institute of Technology. She says Elf on the Shelf was invented by government operatives who are training kids to accept surveillance.
Get out of here.
Laura Pinto says Elf on the Shelf was invented by government operatives who are training kids to accept the surveillance state of the future. Claims that children give the elf an identity that is not just for caretakers, but for an external authority figure, kind of like a dynamic between a citizen and Big Brother in the surveillance state.
Wonder if she's going to wrap her presence in tinfoil this year.
Man, this tacit acceptance of being monitored and always being on one's best behavior without question. Teaching children a bigger lesson, which is that it's okay for other people to spy on you.
Wow.
And you're not entitled.
Remember,
to
Santa says if you're not doing anything wrong, you don't have anything to worry about.
Yeah.
Oh, flip chart. Man. I just got a text. It's Dusty's birthday today.
Oh, okay. Hey, Dusty, happy birthday.
Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Yeah, exactly.
We need to keep him happy.
And taking care of all the other stuff you do.
Well,
yeah. Apparently explaining Uber to Louie yesterday.
Yeah, that was something. Listen to
Uber. We don't have that recorded somewhere?
Yeah, we do.
I just happened to turn that on, and he just found out about Uber, and I'm thinking, you know, for a guy who doesn't have long pants and doesn't get out much, I'm just saying.
I can just imagine Louie thinking that's something you find up your nose.
Yeah, exactly. You have to know Louie, okay? And if you don't, then. A stray cat caught on video stealing $1,000 worth of fish at a fresh fish market in Russia. This is all right.
That's a good cat.
Yep, the cat burglar, if you will, made its way to the Vladivostok International Airport, then visited a fish shop in one of the terminals. Surveillance footage shows Kitty climbing into a refrigerated case and dining on flounder, squid, and other seafood delicacies. Man, that's a cat in heaven right there.
Oh, no joke.
Workers had to disinfect the display, of course, after the kitty had done its little crime spree. Airport security still trying to figure out how the cat got inside. Well, really too late now, isn't it? Obviously, That is a video that's going viral out there for people to enjoy.
I'm David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to thank all of our customers here in the Brazos Valley for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 35 years. As our community has grown, so has our organization's ability to provide the latest in document imaging technology. If you are looking for business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, CTWP is looking for you. Call CTWP today at 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment that changed my life.
It was still at the heart of the storm when we arrived in a convoy of Humvees.
These people had been there for hours, all scared and on the verge of hypothermia.
We dug them out and got them home safely.
That's what we train for, moments like this.
In the Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cornerstone Home Health, Zwirneman Flooring, The Sleep Station, and Tom Light Chevrolet. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Power Service Diesel Fuel Supplement Plus Cetane Boost prevents diesel fuel from gelling in cold weather. When temperatures drop below 30 degrees, add the white bottle to your tank with every fill-up. This Arctic formula prevents fuel from gelling and protects against fuel filter icing. But if your fuel has already gelled, you need the red bottle of Diesel 911. Use Power Service Diesel 911 to get fuel flowing and your engine running again. Get Power Service at auto and farm and ranch stores nationwide.
About 5 till News Talk 1620. WTAW. So, Mindy Kaling, if you know who she is, she's got this show called The Mindy Project, posted a Christmas wreath decorated with pictures of Reese Witherspoon. So, it's called the Wreath Witherspoon. And now everybody's hashtagging pictures Wreath Witherspoon, showing off their own do it yourself wreaths made with pictures of Reese Witherspoon. This is probably not the first time this has happened, but I think this is the first time we've reported it. A Mexican airline pilot has been fired after allegedly letting a pair of untrained yet attractive ladies fly the plane.
No, that's never happened here.
The unidentified pilot was caught on camera entertaining the two women in the cockpit. Officials say the women in question, 23-year-old singer Esmeralda Ugalde and a 19-year-old actress named Shamadi Zahadis. He allegedly let the women sit in the captain's chair, wear the pilot's hat, and control the plane while it was airborne.
Well, duh.
A spokesperson for the airline said even if the autopilot was working, he's not allowed to do something like that. Wow, what a story. Golly. The United States Navy, I saw a video of this thing last week. The United States Navy has built a robotic tuna capable of carrying out covert underwater missions. The cyberfish is named Silent Nemo, and it's molded after the bluefin tuna. 5-foot-long device, weighs about 100 pounds, and can operate in depths up to 300 feet. Navy plans to use the drone for secret reconnaissance missions and to check for underwater mines. And it is. It looks like a, I mean, looks like one, kind of, it moves like one. It's pretty cool.
Walks like a duck, talks like a duck.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think it's pretty neat. So last month, delegates at the UN Convention on Migratory Species passed an unprecedented resolution that says some social animals like elephants and chimps and whales have their own cultures. Oop, there's that word again. Culture. And if conservation scientists are going to be effective, the need to be sensitive to those cultures. This is the first time this whole idea of a non-human culture has been formally recognized. What do you think? Huh?
Don't want to offend the chimps, or specific chimps.
And don't yell at the elephants.
Oh, yeah, no eye contact, no smiling.
Well, that circus music is alarming to them. I'm just, we need to get giant earplugs for elephants. What do you think?
Giant ears. Dumb
I'm thinking like a loaf of bread. Yeah. Stick it in there, right?
Yeah. Thunk.
Exactly. Well, I remember a long time ago when my kids were little, we went to the circus. And Gunther Gable Williams was the animal guy. I mean, he did the big cats, but he also did the elephants. And that's how he would reward the elephants. He had loaves of unsliced bread that he'd jam in their mouths.
Wow.
Yeah. The whole thing?
The whole thing.
I feel like I remember Gunther.
Yeah, you don't remember him?
Blind was he
guy?
Bald?
No. He had long, flowing blonde hair.
Yeah, he's a blonde guy.
Maybe I don't.
So... Yeah, and again, if the elephant didn't like it, what's the elephant going to say? You know,
that would be if it had peanut butter on it.
Yeah. just saying, though. Oh, let's see. Seems like even Santa isn't entitled to a special parking privilege, according to a traffic warden in England. Slapped a parking ticket on his sleigh. And now Father Christmas and all his little heifers face a $55 fine. Santa had stopped his sleigh to transfer some items from his personal vehicle. In his few minutes away from the sleigh, the traffic warden swooped in, slapped the ticket on it. Now that, see?
He didn't know it was Santa's sleigh, though.
Yeah, right. Could have been somebody else. Lump of coal time. I'm just saying. Lump of coal time.
You can actually make those now.
Lumps of coal?
Yeah, for the two that you can eat.
Oh, well, I actually sell them at a local toy store, too.
But, oh, do they?
Yeah, they do. That's actual coal, too, just saying. So. Anyway,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
But it has a note about you having been a good child, and that's why you got it. So just letting you know.
Oh, I may need to do that.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. 4.4%
You know
people.
Somebody there?
I do. 4.4%. I can actually deliver it for you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 4.4% of people dream in black and white. 4.4% of people dream in black and white. I'm still stunned over
Are they over the age of
doesn't say
65?
Yeah. Hey, listen, if you have time today, real quickly, go in and see the concert, Justin Timberlake, at Brooklyn's Barclays Center. A 10-year-old fan gave him a present at a concert. He unwraps it and breaks down. I mean, take your hanky and go watch that. It's kind of cool.
Really?
Justin Timberlake. He walks back up to him. He says, "You're the coolest dude here."
Aww.
And when you're 10 years old, for Justin Timberlake to say that, you know, it is. It's kind of fun. Boston Tea Party took place on this date in 1773. And Larry King concluded his CNN talk show after 25 years. So he retired from that job at the age of, what, 113?
Something like that.
Yeah, that's it. All right, we're back tomorrow. It's 9 o'clock, WTAW, College Station. Brian.